On today's Mentally Stronger Friday Fix, there are a lot of influential people who share messages on mental health that sound catchy or even inspirational on the surface, but the information is actually not accurate. In fact, it could be harmful. Yet the quotes or the memes spread like wildfire, and before you know it, tens of millions of people are sharing misinformation. Take TikTok, for example. Medical professionals found that 84% of the mental health advice on that platform alone is misleading. And 14% of all videos claiming to give mental health advice are downright damaging. Welcome to Mentally Stronger. I'm Amy Morin, a psychotherapist, mental strength trainer, and an international best-selling author of 6 books on mental strength. You're listening to the Friday Fix Edition. Every Friday, I share a quick mental strength strategy that can fix the thoughts, feelings, and actions that can hold you back in life. And the fun part is, we record the show from a sailboat in the Florida Keys. Make sure to subscribe to our show so you can get mental strength tips delivered to you every single week. Now, let's dive into today's episode. Today, I'm talking about the worst mental health advice you'll find on social media. There's no shortage of bad mental health advice out there. To give you some insight into exactly how widespread of a problem it is, consider this study. Mental health professionals from the mental health app PlushCare analyzed 500 TikTok videos that included hashtags mental health tips or mental health advice. Here's what they found. 84% of mental health advice on TikTok is misleading. 14% of the videos contain misinformation that could be damaging. And 31% of videos contain inaccurate information. Obviously, this problem isn't unique to mental health. The fitness industry and physical health sectors have to deal with the same problems. There are tons of influential people who share messages on mental health that sound catchy or even inspirational on the surface, but the information isn't accurate. Yet, the quotes and the memes often spread like wildfire, and before you know it, tens of millions of people are sharing misinformation. So this week, I thought I'd share some popular but bad advice that I've seen on social media. While there are tons of examples I could draw from, here are some of the most recent mental health messages I've seen that are just wrong. Unhealthy social media message number one. Whatever happens, take responsibility. No, please don't do that. Taking on extra responsibility is directly linked to mental health issues like PTSD and depression. Don't take responsibility for things that aren't your fault. You're not responsible for a lot of the things that happen in life, like how other people behave or the things that happened to you when you were a kid. In fact, a huge part of therapy often involves helping people learn to let go of the things they've been blaming themselves for. If you have an adult child who makes poor choices, cleaning up their messes isn't your responsibility. Or if you have a partner who has an addiction, healing them is not your responsibility. The list could go on and on. But if you see someone on social media telling you to take responsibility for everything, know that that's actually really bad advice. Unhealthy social media message number two. Being physically fit means you must be mentally strong. So we've talked about this on the show before. Working out is a great way to build mental muscle. However, just because you work out a lot doesn't automatically mean that you're mentally strong. I didn't realize that people had this assumption until a couple of weeks ago. I watched an entire conversation go down between an influencer and a really well-known talk show host who insisted that if you have big muscles, you clearly have the right mindset and a lot of mental strength. That's not necessarily true. There are plenty of people who have an exercise addiction, or they work out because they have low self-esteem and they think a better physique will help them feel better. And the gym is filled with people who are punishing themselves because they ate too much, or they secretly hate themselves and they're punishing their bodies, or they're in emotional pain and they're just trying to turn that emotional pain into physical pain. So just to be clear, taking care of your body is essential, but your physique or your workout ethic is not an indicator of your mental muscle. Unhealthy social media message number three, you can't love anyone until you love yourself. You've probably heard this one before. People repeat it all the time, and it's not just on social media. But it's not true. In fact, think about it logically. Were you born with incredible self-love? Obviously not. That's ridiculous. Hopefully, though, you had a caregiver who showed you love and taught you what love meant. It's really tough to love yourself if nobody ever taught you what love feels like. And the research shows if you just had one loving adult in your life, somebody who cared about you, then sometimes that's all you need to learn what healthy love is. And then it's possible to learn how to love yourself. Unhealthy social media message number four. The ultimate goal is to make yourself happy. Actually, making happiness your ultimate goal will probably leave you feeling miserable. Research clearly shows that people who focus on things like gratitude or generosity are much more likely to be happy than the people who make happiness their ultimate goal. So a better goal in life might be to contribute something to the planet or to help others or to just be a kind person. And then the side effect of doing those things is that you will probably end up being happier. Unhealthy social media message number five. Embrace loneliness because it means you're getting more connected with yourself. No, this isn't true either. Being alone isn't the same as being lonely. And there is tons of research that shows solitude is good for you. I wrote a whole chapter about it in my book, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. But being around people doesn't necessarily cure loneliness. If you've ever felt lonely in a crowded room, then you know what I'm referring to. The cure for loneliness is connection. We're social creatures, and it's really important for us to connect with other people. Loneliness, though, is harmful for your mental health and your physical health. The Surgeon General actually said that loneliness is just as harmful as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. So while, yes, it is absolutely normal to feel lonely sometimes, embracing it isn't a good idea. Loneliness won't make you feel more connected to yourself. It'll just cause you to feel lonelier. So if you're feeling lonely, there are steps you can take to form genuine connections with people so that you can feel better. Okay, so those are the first five unhealthy mental health messages you'll get on social media. Before we talk about the next five, let's get a quick word from our sponsors. Brainstorm. What's something that works so well that it's basically magic? Air conditioning? Noise-canceling headphones? Meeting-free Fridays? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the did we just hit $1 million stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mentallystronger, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/mentallystronger now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/mentallystronger. Okay, we're back. Let's dive into number six. Unhealthy social media message number six. Stop doubting yourself. I see this one all the time. Sometimes it's a statement by itself. Sometimes it's plastered onto some inspirational post that insists you can do anything that you set your mind to as long as you stop doubting yourself. The truth is, self-doubt actually helps you perform better. There's a ton of research on it. Elite athletes who have some self-doubt will outperform their competitors every single time. If you have a little self-doubt on how you're going to do for a test, you're much more likely to study. And that's why students with self-doubt get higher scores than people who are completely confident. So don't try to eliminate self-doubt. Don't fight it. Unlike loneliness, where you should work on a plan to reduce it, actually embracing your self-doubt might help you stay motivated and keep your head in the game. Unhealthy social media message number 7. What other people think of you is none of your business. This is one of my personal pet peeves because I hear it tossed around all the time, like it's an empowering statement to say you should never care what anyone else thinks. But on the flip side of that are people who choose to ignore the feedback about how their behavior affects other people. People who listen to feedback from others are the ones who grow and learn. Obviously, you don't want to take everybody's feedback and hold it in high regard. But it's important to listen to opinions from people that you value. Or if you're hearing the same feedback over and over again, pay attention to it. Because you might think that you're being funny and that people really like the fact that you talk a lot. But what you might actually be doing is repelling people because they find you annoying. Or what if you think you're sharing brilliant ideas in every business meeting you go to, but everyone in the meeting thinks you're just dominating the airtime? If you keep losing jobs or you get blindsided a lot by relationships that end suddenly, it's important that you know what other people think of you. And then you can decide if you want to alter that behavior or not. Hearing other people's feedback could be an invaluable tool, even a gift, that could help you create positive change. Unhealthy social media message number 8. Stop thinking you have social anxiety. You're just surrounding yourself with the wrong people. I've seen this one keep resurfacing over and over between all of these highly influential people. However, none of them have a mental health degree. So I want you to know, if you have social anxiety, it doesn't matter who you surround yourself with. You'll be anxious across the board. That's the definition of a mental health issue. It's far-reaching. This message spreads the idea that people with social anxiety disorder are to blame for their problems, and it's their fault because they chose bad friends. But no, that's not true. To be clear, social anxiety is treatable, and it often requires support to help people improve their social skills. They need to gain confidence that they can handle embarrassment, and they can get support for practicing putting themselves out there. But it's not their fault for surrounding themselves with the wrong people. Unhealthy social media message number 9. The only way to fail is to quit. Actually, no, it's okay to quit. In fact, it's the refusal to quit that leads to mental health issues, and most often it leads to failure. If you start a business and you're losing money, quit before you lose everything. Or if you set out to reach a goal and then you realize that all the work it's going to take to make that goal happen isn't worth it, quit. There are so many reasons that you should quit things that aren't serving you well. And quitting doesn't mean you failed. It often means you were brave enough to try something and then smart enough to stop doing it when you realized it wasn't a good idea to keep going. So don't view quitting as failure. And unhealthy social media message number 10, people don't abandon people they love. They abandon people they're using. I can't tell you how much I dislike this one. I work with a lot of people who have to make the tough choice to end contact with someone. It's not because they were using the person. It's because the relationship isn't healthy, or because the person that they love is self-destructing and they don't want to watch that. If somebody cut you out of their life or they ended a relationship, it doesn't mean they didn't ever love you. And if you have to end a relationship, it doesn't mean you were using the person. Consider a mom who doesn't want to watch her adult child kill themselves with drugs. She's not abandoning her child if she stops returning phone calls or says, "I'm not going to loan you any money." But I guarantee the person with the substance abuse issues might say, "I've been abandoned," but really the other person was just setting a healthy boundary. And if somebody cut ties with you, don't automatically assume it's because they were only using you. There may be a million reasons that they chose to leave, and a lot of those reasons actually have nothing to do with you. So there you have it, 10 examples of unhealthy mental health messages you'll find on social media. There are literally millions more. But my hope is that when you're reading things on social media, you'll take a minute to carefully consider how true that piece of advice might actually be. Remember that just because something's popular doesn't mean it's helpful or that it's accurate or that it's good. Look at social media mental health advice, or probably all advice for that matter, with a critical sense, and don't believe everything you read. Thanks for listening to Mentally Stronger. If you know somebody who could benefit from hearing this message, share this show with them. Simply sharing a link to this episode could help someone feel better and grow stronger. If you want more mental strength building strategies, subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium. Every week, I answer your questions on mental strength in a special bonus episode, and you get some cool bonus gifts, like signed copies of my books in the mail, or mental strength cheat sheets, and this week's opportunity is to chat with me one-on-one. Just click on the link in the show notes to sign up. And as always, a big thank you to my show's producer, who doesn't like to share too much on social media, Nick Valentine.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.